Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Mary Brown, coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas. And I will be joined in just a few seconds here by my fabulous co-host, Dax Carlisle, CEO and founder of the Tarot Guild. The Tarot Today Show is brought to you by the Tarot Guild. Let's see if Dax is there. Dax, are you there?
I am here. Another Saturday. We love our Saturdays here. And
yes.
Welcome to Tarot Today Radio. Yeah.
This is exciting. Folks, we are a live call and show. We will be taking your call for mini readings or anything that you want to discuss. The number to call is 714-816-4628. That number again is 714-816-4628. And there is plenty of time. We're just starting the show right now. Plenty of time to get in the queue, and we will be taking those calls on a first-come, first-served basis as they come in. But we do have a topic to discuss today, and our topic today is, why should you get your tarot certification? We're going to be talking about becoming a certified tarot reader. And if you want to call in and ask questions about that, that would be terrific as well. And let's see. Like I said, there's still time to get in the queue today. I did want to let you know that I did pull a card of the day today. You can see that posted on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group where I post a card of the day every day. And today's card of the day is coming to us from the Oracle of Shadows and Light by Lucy Cavendish, artwork by Jasmine Beckett Griffith. And the card we got is the Sea Beacon Fairy. And the message is guidance, but where will it lead you? So I think that that's a great message, really, you know, not just for today, but any day that, you know, when we seek guidance from other people, that we also have to, like, you know, kind of take a step back and kind of think about it a bit and think, okay, you know, what road do I want to go down here? You know, is this going to bring change to my life, and is this change I'm ready for or that I'm welcoming? So that's the card of the day. You can find that on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You can go to psychictalk.net/Facebook. That'll take you right to the group, or you can look it up on Facebook itself. Dax, did you get a card of the day as well?
Yes, I got the Five of Pentacles, and you know the five cards are always like, oh, I got a five card. You know, it's like some of the negative looking cards in the tarot deck, but there's no such thing as a good or bad card. They're all on a spectrum. And, you know, we just had Valentine's Day, and I'm looking at this card, and in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, there's two folks. One of them appears to be a leper and maybe a homeless woman, and they're in the snow together out in front of a cathedral. You know, if they just would turn around and look, they'd see the stained glass window with the five pentacles, and they could go in and get warmth and help, you know, from the church. But the message that came through strong to me is and it's one of the meanings of this card that is rarely used, is that this is actually a card, one of the, you know, lesser used meanings of this card is it's a card of true love.
Mm.
Because, yeah, only the person that is, you know, it's only in true love where they're going to, you know, ride the ups and the downs of the cycle.
Oh, yeah.
With you.
I like that.
You know, through thick and thin, through all of that, you know. And so, you know, it being the next day after Valentine's Day, I think that's a great message, you know, that it's not just all the fun times and everything like that, which is typically, you know, Valentine's Day, especially if it's, you know, if it's new love or, you know, you literally met the person on Valentine's Day or anything along those lines. But, you know, it's you know, through sickness and through health, you know, the good times and the bad times, the ups and the downs. And that's true love. So
for
there
better
you go.
Or worse.
Yeah. And possibly, you know, for some of you tarot readers out there, you know, professional or otherwise, maybe you just picked up your first tarot deck or maybe you've been reading for 30 years. There's a meaning that most people don't think of, don't ascribe to the Five of Pentacles.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
It just shows how dynamic the tarot is, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. So I'm, you know, and speaking of that, you know, I'm excited about our topic today, you know, because I think that, you know, we talk about it every once in a while, and I just feel like we haven't talked about it in a while. Tarot certification,
mm-hmm.
and how somebody becomes a certified tarot reader, and also, you know, the one thing
right.
that I wanted to say about it is that, you know, if you're really, you know, if you're serious about tarot, if you're serious about being a, you know, competent, even good, hopefully, tarot reader, that I think it's something that's definitely worth looking at. And also, if you study tarot already, it's not going to be that hard to do. We don't set these, you know, we certify people through the Tarot Guild, but we don't set impossible hurdles to overcome. So if anybody's worried about, you know, oh, I'm, you know, what is it that they call like a performance anxiety, you know, around things that you get tested on, that
That's
kind of
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, like, it's not impossible if you have a good understanding of the tarot at all.
Some people actually, that's why they get certified, that it actually gives them confidence. I've had people tell me, it's like, yeah, the only reason I'm doing this is because, you know, it makes me feel more confident in what I'm doing and more, I don't know, official in some way. By the way, my line's starting to break up again. I had to call in folks like three times. I'm having technical issues on my end. I think it's the cell tower I'm going through. I'm having to use my cell phone because the Skype is not quite working on the Wi-Fi. Mm. So it's like double trouble. But I wanted to ask you, how are you hearing me, Mary? Am I breaking up to you right now?
No, you sound good, loud and clear.
Okay, good. So before we go any further, I think I want to ask you this question. I want to ask you about defining certification. I think we need to define what tarot certification is. And the reason for that is that what we're talking about with the Tarot Guild and doing tarot certification with somebody that wants to become a professional reader is not the same thing as taking a Udemy course or Udemy, however you want to say it, or going to an individual instructor out there in the web verse out there, you know, and taking a course and getting a certificate of completion that you took a course. This
right.
is a completely different animal. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, here's what I want to say about it is that, yeah, there's, you know, there's a plethora now of different ways that you can be You know, that you can have a certificate of completion for taking a course in tarot. There's a lot of classes by different people on Udemy, and definitely off of Udemy and other, you know, teaching platforms as well. But the thing is like we're a guild. We're a tarot-focused organization made up of, our membership is made up of mostly people that know a lot about tarot, or they're in the process of learning about it, you know. So what it is like you've got that kind of vetting involved. You know, when you go through our process of certification, yeah, you're going to be tested. Yeah, you're going to have to read for, you know, guild member. But, you know, the thing is like you're having people that already know about tarot and are part of an organization that's tarot focused, saying that, hey, this person meets our standard. So you can go out there then and with your clients, and they can feel reasonably assured that this is someone who's vetted. They're not just claiming, you know, oh, I'm a 10th generational card reader or something like that, and you're like, oh, I don't know what that means, you know. This, when you see someone who's certified by the Tarot Guild, you know that they have an organization that has vetted them. And I think that that adds some credibility, and I think that adds some weight, and I think that gives some assurance to your clientele, as well as it gives you confidence to know you've been vetted by a tarot organization. You know your stuff, man. That's how I look at it.
Right, and as I said earlier, you know, that really gives people confidence, especially new professional readers. But there's also just, you know, having the shingle to put up, you know, because especially, you know, it's not across the entire globe, but, you know, the whole world isn't like this, but especially North America, we are big into certification, Mary. You know, it's so in Europe and other countries, this whole idea of certification. And do you need to be certified? No. I mean, you can hang out your shingle and you can start reading cards, just like I can take a class on hypnotherapy and start practicing as a hypnotist. I can take a course on life coaching and start practicing as a life coach. These are all professions that are not regulated by the federal government and most local governments either. You know, there's a couple of pockets of places where you're required to register for some of these type of modalities, even tarot reading. Like, it's actually expensive in San Francisco. You have to get a several hundred dollar license. I think it's actually more expensive than becoming a massage therapist or things along those lines. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, you know, but it's very rare. It's very rare in, you know, 98% of where the majority of us live in the United States and Canada, you know, Mexico, basically, you know, the whole North America, and, you know, most of Europe too. These are unregulated industries. So going out and getting a certification, let's say as a hypnotist, and then and getting certified through, say, the National Guild of Hypnotists, and becoming a member of that professional organization. And so I'm trying to give an analogy here, Mary, to, you know, joining the Tarot Guild and getting certified, is that it doesn't mean anything from the standpoint of operating as a hypnotist, because there's no, you know, or virtually no requirements. It's not a regulated industry, but people do it anyway. People go get certified and join organizations for professional life coaches. People get certified and join professional organizations for hypnotists and Reiki. And I mean, you could just go EFT. You could just go on and on and on. Yeah. All of these modalities that are unregulated, yet people seek out certification and
they
join professional organizations. Yeah.
Yeah. I liken it to sort of like acting. I mean, you have a lot of people that are just like independent actors out there, and then you have, you know, people that are members of Screen Actors Guild, or if they do theater, they're an equity actor. And, you know, you have an idea. But to me, what it is, you know, like inside of the industry, you know, and I think it's true with tarot. I know it's true with shamanic practitioners. It's true with Reiki masters as well. And even in, you know, when it comes to crystal healing practitioners too, people want to know, like, where did you study? You know, who did you study with? You know, because it is like they want an idea that, you know, you didn't just like go on Amazon, buy a book and start practicing, you know. And want to have a sense that, like, you know your stuff. And I think, you know, that's like one of the biggest benefits of getting certification with us is, like, you're vetted by an organization of tarot readers and other certified tarot masters, et cetera, that are saying, like, hey, you know your stuff. You know, you didn't just, like, you know, fall off the turnip truck with a tarot deck in your hand.
That's right. And it's an additional step. Somebody that is willing to, you know, pay the application fee, go through the whole process and everything like that, you know, they want to be seen as a professional, or they wouldn't spend the money. They wouldn't spend the time and the effort to do it. And, you know, it's not complicated. One thing we wanted our certification to be compared to others that were available at the time, and you know, I'm going back, the Tarot Guild's 15 years old now, all of those organizations no longer exist. You know, we're the last
that we're
one.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, there's a lot of individual teachers, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, giving out a certificate of completion. There's no organizations really doing certification. I mean, there's some that have some in-house certification, and I don't want to blanket statement that because there is the Australian Tarot Guild, there is Tabby in the United Kingdom, and you know, they may have their own systems, you know. But as far as I can tell, we're the only ones in North America, and we're the only one, you know, trying to branch out internationally with this, and more and more people are wanting this. You know, the only reason we brought it back, because, you know, we had certification from the get-go, and back in the day, and I'm not sure how it is now, but in the tarot community there was a huge schism where, you know, half the people were for certification and half the people were vehemently against it. We actually stopped doing certification for some years, and we switched to an endorsement kind of program where you could become an endorsed reader, endorsed by the Tarot Guild kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, pure certification, but we brought it back actually in 2016 because, 4 years ago, because people just kept asking us for it. You know, how do I, you know, where can I go get certified? How can I get certified? And, you know, back in the day, there was other organizations, and I would say, oh, okay, you could take our training. And then there is, there's the American Board of Tarot Certification. There's the Canadian, actually, mostly I sent them to the Canadian one because it was much more, what's the word for it, Mary? Upstanding? I don't know how to say it. You know,
had more credibility.
More credibility, yeah. So I would send people to. There was a German one, but you know, for those of us in North America, I would say, you know, hey, you know, contact the Canadian Board of Tarot Certification. But they're all defunct now, so you know, we couldn't. When people were coming to us as recent as 2016, saying, you know, where do I go to get certified? I had no answer for them anymore. So, you know, we ended up bringing certification back, and we wanted it to be not as complex, because some of these organizations did really ridiculously long, complex
Write a poem for every card.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. write out essays and give us a list of keywords for every single card, all 78 cards. Oh, and reversals as well, so 156. And it was like, oh my God, you know. So that's not what we were aiming for. What we're aiming for is can this person give a professional level reading?
Yeah.
You know, if I went to this person and had a reading, would I recommend them to a friend or a family member and say, yeah, if you want a reading, you know, go to so-and-so. Would I recommend it? Would I go back again myself to get a reading? Did I get something out of it? That's the kind of questions we're asking ourselves. So, yeah, we do a written test for general tarot knowledge. There's like 22 questions and, the master builder number. all this stuff is done on purpose, folks. And then there's two bonus questions. And one of them is, what's the nickname of the artist that created the RWS deck? What year was the Tarot Guild created in? It's really simple stuff. And there's a few zingers I stick in there that are one or two questions that involve numerology in the tarot deck. And if you're not big into numerology, you may get it right, but you may get it wrong. It doesn't matter because, there's a 70% passing, so you can get a lot of them wrong and plus get the bonus questions. It's a simple, I call it the certified tarot reader exam, but it's actually a short quiz and it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that you know something about the tarot, you know what you're talking about. And then we do the practical reading test and either with myself or Mary here is the vice president for certification for the guild and or it might be one of our other folks that's involved. And, you do a reading, short, quick, easy reading, and we're just trying to answer those questions. Is this person presenting themselves as a professional? Are they performing a reading that is a professional level reading? Did I get something out of it? Would I go back to them? Would I recommend them to a friend? It's that simple, folks. It's not rocket science.
Exactly. And I think the thing that's good about it too is that I think that by design, we're kind of recognizing that there are a lot of different approaches to tarot. So we give you a chance to do a reading the way you do a reading. Maybe you use a non-traditional tarot deck, and that's fine. At least by taking the quiz, you've established that you have, some basic general tarot knowledge that probably everybody doing this professionally should have, at least. We're not asking you to be experts on it or, give us a short history of, every deck that was ever made, but we're open to you doing it the way that being the kind of reader that you're going to be. All we want to know is that, you're someone that we can, vet, that we can recommend, that we can say, yeah, this is a professional, So
yeah,
I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, this is really an important point. And on our certification page, which you can read about all of this at thetarotguild.com/certification, I talk about that, we don't judge based on process and what deck you use and all that kind of thing. Because actually some of the boards, not all of them, but some of the boards that existed, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, when you looked at the questioning and the testing and the whole certification process, you could tell that it was skewed a certain way, that they expected you to use a Rider-Waite-Smith deck or a Rider-Waite-Smith based deck, that by asking you to provide keywords, it's like, okay, well, who determines which keywords for each card is accurate or not? That's implying that, each card has only a certain set of keywords. And it's a language, folks. You know, people have completely different meanings for the cards, but they're able to do a professional reading. So, you know, some people are more comfortable doing email readings. Some people like to do readings over text chat, you know, like Facebook Messenger. Some people like to do in person or via the telephone or Skype or audio visual
or
like
email.
A Facebook call or what? Yeah, I mentioned email first. Yeah, some people that's the only way they. Some people that's the only way they read is email.
Yeah.
And so we want you to do the reading the way that's most comfortable for you, that you normally do, how you normally do a reading, and whatever procedure you use. So we don't judge on any of that. It's just the basic stuff. You know, would I go back to this reader? Would I recommend them to someone else? Was it a professional reading? So, in fact, a lot of our applicants have you know, we'll give them a question or an area to look at, and they'll do an email reading and just send us a reading through the email, and that's perfectly fine. You could do it live or email.
You do you. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. We're almost at the bottom of the hour here. Why don't we go ahead and take a call? We do have one person that's been holding on the longest. I feel like, why don't we go ahead and see who it is and what could they possibly want to know?
Right. And let's give out the phone number again, because if anybody's listening live and you're thinking about calling in, this is when you want to call in, because we're going to take phone calls. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. One more time, that is 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us, and we take the calls in the order that you call in. So, who's been waiting the longest, Mary?
It is area code 330. Area code 330. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello,
what's
hello.
Your name and where are you calling from?
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas? I didn't know there's a
there
Manhattan, Kansas. How cool is
I
that?
Didn't know.
All right. So what did you want to talk about today, Leslie?
Yes, my job search, and I've had, in the last 3 weeks, including this week, I've had 10 interviews, including 2 second-round interviews that took place last week. And I'm feeling very optimistic that I will get an offer sometime this month.
Okay. You want us to just take a look at that and see what we see about that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Dax, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? What do we want
to
do?
Well, I'm getting... You know, I did it as a yes-no question. I'm getting an extremely strong... Yes, that one of those interviews, you know, or maybe even another one you may take, that part doesn't really matter. It's I base the question on you saying, you know, getting something this month, and I literally got out of 5 cards, I got yes, 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 which is almost unheard of. It's really rare to get 5 out of 5 yes cards. Usually it's maybe 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5, but this is fantastic. And 3 of those cards are major arcana cards. So, you know, I just have this feeling it's going to be a major shift for you with this. It's just looking really, really good. There's some cards talking about, you know, really... It's your dynamic nature that's really going to, that's what they're going to latch on to. And you want to have the conviction, inner strength, courage, you know, and just keep pressing forward with it. What are you getting, Mary?
I'll tell you, I'm getting a big yes too. I kind of focused on like more about this month, right? You know, are you going to see something, you know, come through for you in the way of like an offer? And the first card that comes up is the Ace of Pentacles. So that to me represents that offer. You know, aces are about opportunities. The Nine of Pentacles is above it. You know, that's a card where we reap the rewards of our efforts. And also, you know, it usually indicates that, you know, I don't know if all the jobs that you interviewed for, if there's one that, you know, if the pay is about the same for all of them, or if there's one where the pay is pretty good. Nine of Pentacles usually, you know, is a card indicating, you know, wealth, abundance, money, you know, financial security. And, you know, what's really weird about this is the last card that comes up is the Two of Cups. Okay, so, you know, that's a great card, especially to come up when we're looking at, like, romance, okay? But the Two of Cups also is a card of harmony. So who knows? Maybe you'll get the job, make good money, and fall in love, you know? That's what I call it when I saw these cards. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes. I interviewed for a lot of positions, and I had interviewed one yesterday for a position in California, and last week I interviewed for positions in a lot of places like Vermont, and Friday of last week I interviewed on video for a position in New Mexico, and I think the New Mexico and California ones are pretty strong right now.
So they're, like Dax was saying, you know, there could be two that come through for you with in ways of, you know, being offered something or opportunity. And the Knight of Swords is the other card that I got here as well. Knights a lot of times indicate movement. Have you thought of, are you looking to move in connection with work? It kind of sounds like it if you're looking at all these different places.
Yes.
But, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think I'll be getting a position at my alma mater in Akron, Ohio. I do not see that anytime soon.
Your alma mater in Akron, Ohio. Good old Ohio. I could just look at that real quick, you know, Akron, Ohio. I could take a quick peek at that and see if that's like, you know, what that looks like, if that's one of these possibility, you know, opportunities coming up. Okay, so you said anytime soon, right? Yeah, because the Four of Swords is the first thing that comes up for me, and usually that indicates like a period of time where, you know, nothing's really happening. You know, it's a card of rest and respite, that kind of thing. So that doesn't look like that's one of the ones we're talking about. It doesn't mean that there's not a future opportunity there, but I feel like, yeah, it's not what's going on right now in way of like immediate like response that you're getting to all these interviews you're doing. So it looks good for you. And thanks so much for calling in, and you got to call back and let us know how it goes for you.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thanks, Leslie. Have a good weekend.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye,
all
Leslie.
All right. That was fun. That's exciting. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of interviews to go on, isn't it?
Yeah, that's insane. It's like, holy cow.
It's like, well, it's, you know, but that's how it works sometimes. It's like when you put that effort in, you know, something's going to come through for you.
Well, it's the scattergun approach. There's two approaches, you know, the scattergun approach where it's like you send out a thousand resumes, you know, interview on 100, you know, different jobs, and hopefully something sticks, you know.
Then there's
the scattergun approach. Then there's the complete opposite of that. There's the law of attraction approach. You forget about all others. You focus in on one specific position. That is the only thing that you want. That is what you want. What is that going to be like to be working
at? Yeah.
And then you go through the four steps of manifestation, and you're just, you know, really focused in on just this one thing. You draw that into yourself. So, yeah, there's a couple of different ways of going at it, I suppose. I always recommend the law of attraction one myself. That's when I get callers on the show, that's what I normally say.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're at the bottom of the hour Do you want to tell everybody what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network this week?
Yep. Yep. And I got a little bit more about certification. So if we don't have any phone calls, you know, we can talk a little bit about that. I got an announcement that we have a special, the sweetheart deal that we launched for Valentine's Day. That's just this weekend. It's only this weekend. If and it includes certification, so you know that might be something to talk about. And then upcoming shows, of course, you'll always find all of our upcoming shows on the upcoming shows page on our psychictalk.net website. So psychictalk.net/upcoming. And there's no show tomorrow. The Angelic Realm show is on hiatus. Maria Jean Moss will be back with Angelic Realms sometime later on in a month or two or three. I don't know. Where it's nebulous right now. She's on a hiatus, and hopefully she'll be back soon. But she was just on Sharona's show as her special guest, and they talked about love potions, love potion number 9, and also love angels. And that was on the 9th, and then Sharona will be back. Next Sunday there will be a show, and I'll tell you about that in just a second, but I want to let you know, no show tomorrow, but Monday, February 17th, we've got a double feature. We've got Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. She always has a great show, and we have Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance with Catherine Hahn, and Catherine is continuing her series of shows all month long. Every Monday this month, it's about living a purpose-filled life. Love that topic. And then I'll be back next Friday with Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Of course, we'll be having open lines all show long and taking your calls for tarot mini readings as well. And we will be discussing the Great Night of Shiva. So it's actually Dr. Rose will be filling us in on that. And she was explaining it to me the other day, and I'm like, okay, I got to listen to the show. Get her to explain it, you know. But this is a particular day, actually night, and in the Indian culture and Vedic, and she'll be telling us all about it next Friday. Yeah. And then Mary and I will be back. We'll be back next Saturday, February 22nd. Of course, we'll be taking your calls as well and doing open lines. But we do have a topic, and it's how to shuffle a tarot deck. Now, this may sound simple, but it's not. We get this question a lot because tarot decks tend to be oversized compared – not all of them, but a lot of them are oversized, and they're different sizes. You know, compared
some
to each
round.
Other and compared to playing cards. So yeah, there's all different shapes and sizes, and there's, you know, a myriad of different ways to shuffle them. And then it also brings up other questions too, like who shuffles them, and do you ever let anybody touch your tarot deck? And so we'll be able to hit all of those points this coming Saturday when we chat about how to shuffle your tarot deck. You know, we'll give you different ways of doing it, what ways I do it, what ways Mary does it, what we think is, you know, the best ways to do it, you know, why or why not in person with an in-person reading with a client, why we do or why we do not let somebody, you know, let the client actually shuffle the deck or touch the deck. We'll be talking about that. I'll give my point of view. Mary will give her point of view. And so, yeah, there's a lot to that topic where at first glance, you know, how to shuffle a tarot deck, it's like, what? You know,
yeah.
That, how can you not know how to shuffle? No, well, trust me, a lot of people don't know how to shuffle. And also there's a lot of other points to it. So it's actually more of an in-depth topic than at first glance. And like I said, Sunday, February 23rd, Sharona Rapsik will be back with her show, Magic Universe. And she'll be actually kind of sort of continuing what she started with her special guest Maria Moss on the 9th when they were talking about angels of romance and love potions, things like that. It's going to be, her topic is more angels of love. So all month long here, we're having shows about this stuff. It's great. Yeah. So you can see all the upcoming shows. Yeah. Go over to our upcoming shows page and check it out there. PsychicTalk.net. So that's what's coming up. And let's see.
Awesome.
I don't know. Do we have any more calls?
Not at the moment, but you said you wanted to talk a little bit more about certification. There were some things you wanted to mention.
Yeah. Oh, and I did want to mention, we forgot to mention this at the beginning
special.
Of the show. Yeah. But this is something I forgot to mention at the beginning of the shows that we're supposed to do at the beginning of the shows, and it's new, and that's why I sometimes forget to mention that we do have the chat room open during the shows on the Tarot Guild website. In fact, Maria G. Moss, who I was just mentioning, has popped into the chat room and said hello. Hi, Maria. And she
hi,
says,
Maria.
Hi, Mary and Dax. Yep. And it's thetarotguild.com/chat. Or if you're already, you know, if you already have the website open, thetarotguild.com, the navigation bar at the top of any page on the far right, you'll see the chat button, the chat link. Just click that and you can join us in there. You can ask us for a mini reading right in there, because sometimes people are at work listening and they can't like talk on the phone, but they can type a question in, you know, and you can also comment and say hello and ask questions and everything right there from the chat room. thetarotguild.com/chat. Come in the chat room with us over there. And yeah, so we talked all about certification and a little bit about our process, you know, how we certify. And if you want to read about, there's multiple levels. There's not just certified tarot reader, there's multiple levels. So if you want to read about all of this, you can go over to thetarotguild.com, and we have, I'm trying to bring this up right now, and we have, when you're on the main page, there's actually quick links in purple buttons in the upper left, and makes it really easy. Join the guild, which, by the way, you can join the website for free. It's like Facebook for tarot. You know, has all the same features as the social media, the big social media giants, but it's free to join and doesn't have any of the negative stuff. It's all tarot all the time. So click that button and join us and learn tarot, you know, for the course, because I have my Tarot by the Numbers course. And then there's tarot certification. So you can click that button and you can read all about the tarot certification. So what we were mostly talking about with the exam and, you know, the easy quiz and the practical reading test, we were talking about the certified tarot reader level, which is the first level. And that actually, that certification is included with premium membership. So when you join the Tarot Guild, you're going to get that certification level. That's included free. And you can go through it whenever you want and get certified as a certified tarot reader. But there's four other certification levels that we have. There is the certified tarot professional level. There is the certified tarot master level and the certified tarot grandmaster level. And they're all explained on that page. So the only one that that really has testing per se is the certified tarot reader, the CTR level, and the CTP, CTM, and CTGM. The higher levels don't require testing. It's more about merit, experience, and things like that. And you can read what the prerequisites are there on thetarotguild.com/certification. So as I said, the CTR certification is included free with your membership to the Tarot Guild. The other levels are $47 per level for premium members. But you don't have to be a member of the Tarot Guild to get our certifications. And if you're not a member, it's $78 per level. You can probably guess where I got that number from, Mary.
I have no idea. It's a mystery.
Yeah. And actually, everything on the website is 78. Like, I used to sell the Tarot by the Numbers course originally for $297, and then it was $197. It's now $78 for the course. It's $78 for the annual Tarot Guild membership. That comes out to $6.50 a month. Or you can join. You can join monthly. It's $9.97 a month. But if you pay the annual, you get it for $6.50 a month. So it's $78 when you pay the annual one. And then each tarot certification level is $78 per level if you're not a member. But if you join, you know, you get the first level free, and the other levels are only $47. So I thought I'd mention that as well. And then also the sweetheart deal that we've got going for this weekend only. It's 2-for-1 premium memberships. Basically, you know, it's like bring your sweetheart or a friend, family member. It doesn't have to be your significant other. You know, if you have a friend and you want to join the Tarot Guild together, it's going to cost you half price, basically. You're going to get 2 for the price of 1. So you guys can split the cost. I think that comes out to $39 a piece. Or, you know, you can sign up and think of it as having a free membership that you can give to someone. That's another way to look at it. And, of course, your tarot certification is included with that. And it's a really great deal. But as if that wasn't good enough.
But wait, there's more.
I feel like Ron Papil, you know. we're actually going to throw in our tarot and numerology course, Tarot by the Numbers. Remember I just said it's $78 each now. So it's $156 value. We're just going to give that to both of you when you guys, you and your friend, you and your sweetheart, you and your family member, you and your tarot buddy, sign up as a member of the guild. So you're going to get your membership, you're going to get your certification, and you're going to get your tarot course, everything all included, $39 each. And there's no special codes, there's no special discount codes or anything like that. All you got to do is go over to thetarotguild.com/join. Click the green Join Now button, and you pay the standard price for the membership. And you just message me and tell me, hey, you know, I signed up under the deal, and have your friend join. You know, you're going to pay and be automatically a premium member, and just have your friend join the website free. I was talking about that earlier, that you can join the website free, and just let me know who they are. I'll upgrade their membership to premium as well, and I'll get you both access to the course.
Awesome.
So all you got to do is, yeah, just go to thetarotguild.com, click join the guild, and sign up, and then contact me through my page, or you can email me, dax@thetarotguild.com. You can message me right through my page, thetarotguild.com/dax. I'm on Facebook, Dax Carlisle. There's like a gazillion ways to get a hold of me. Just let me know that you signed up for a membership this weekend, and we'll give you 2-for-1. So that is the sweetheart of a deal from the Tarot Guild for Valentine's weekend for you guys. Yeah. So.
Awesome. So.
Awesome sauce. We're almost at the end of the show.
We are. And I just wanted to mention also, you know, Dax and I are both certified tarot masters, You know, if you want to book a reading with us off air, like you don't want to share all your dirty laundry on the air and you'd like a private reading, we're easy to find for that. You can just go to psychictalk.net/Mary to book a reading with me. And you can go to psychictalk.net/Dax, D-A-X, to book a reading with Dax. They're easy to get a hold of.
Awesome sauce. Yes, absolutely. And here in the beginning of the year, you know, people are doing their New Year's resolutions, or I should say now that we're in February, they're struggling or have given up on their New Year's resolutions. And what I did on the Friday show the last couple of weeks is I put out an offer that if you want help with that, I do life coaching, hypnotherapy, neurolinguistics, and if you'd like help with weight management, stress management, pain management, PTSD, if you want to stop smoking, maybe that's your goal this year. Maybe you have a phobia you want to get rid of. Maybe you want to do public speaking and you want to become confident at that and or confident in general. You can book a session with me for just $97. It's, you know, half what I normally charge for hypnotherapy and life coaching. So just get a hold of me and say, hey, I want to take you up on that offer. I've had a couple of folks from the callers, actually, from the Friday show that took me up on that. And I've been having a wonderful time. One was in California and one is in New York City. And did it all over Skype and had a wonderful time with them. And so if you want to chat with me and, you know, you can get a free consultation as well. I'll pop on a call with you for 15 minutes for free and we can discuss, you know, your issues, what it is you'd like to work on. And I can tell you right off the bat if I'm going to be able to help you. We'll make sure it's a good fit there. So just get a hold of me through my page, thetarotguild.com/Dax. And I wanted to ask you, Mary, did you want to say something about, I hope I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. Maybe you already mentioned it on Mystical Musings at the beginning of the month about There's a Rock for That.
Yes, I did want to mention that again, and I did talk about it. If anybody listens to the first Saturday of the month, my monthly show, Mystical Musings, we had the last episode of that at the beginning of February, and going into March, from now March forward, we're switching back to my old show, There's a Rock for That. So we're going to be focused on crystals and rock stones, whatever you want to call them. So all you rock hounds and crystal keepers and enthusiasts out there, please tune in. It's the first Saturday of every month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, you know, same bat time, same bat channel here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And I'm really excited about bringing it back. I did that show for a long time, and the reason that March is kind of perfect is, like, you know, the original show, original premiere of There's a Rock for That launched in March, I think, of 2014, and I'm really excited about it, and I hope that you all will join me. I think we'll have a lot of fun, and of course, these are still going to be live call-in shows, and you could call in to get a reading, and a feature of There's a Rock for That is that we also do crystal readings, where I pull stones for you, and we get the messages from the crystal kingdom, rather than just from using, like,
wow,
an oracle deck or tarot cards, so that'll be fun, I think. A different kind of reading.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, we have the gem and mineral show this time of year here in Tucson, so it's great lineup with that as well.
Oh yeah, everybody's been posting their pictures from Tucson, and I'm like, oh, did you go? I mean, you didn't even go, right? I'm guessing you didn't go to the Tucson show, did you?
No, because I'm here all the time, so, you know, I don't even go to it anymore, you know. But if you were here, I'd go with you.
All right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Because
so
I'll tell you.
You got to come out
you
to
have
Tucson
the greatest
again
shot
and visit.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
you,
like the Mecca.
You and Perry have to come out. Remember when you stayed at the Loft and we went to some of the things?
Yeah. That was so much fun.
But it wasn't actually that wasn't actually the during the Gem and Mineral
no
show, was it? Or was it? You were just
no,
passing
it,
through.
No, I was just, yeah, well, my husband was there teaching a master class in ballet at the university in Tucson. And so I got to hang
university
out with
Arizona
Jack. Yeah, well, he was teaching. And, oh, my gosh, you know, it's just, you don't even need to be there for the gem show, really. The, you know, the shops that they have, it's like the Mecca for crystals. It was wonderful. You're so lucky to live there. That's how I look
yeah
at
we
it
went to some of the stores. It was so fun walking through the stores and looking at all the gems and minerals and everything like that, you know. But yeah, you have to come out for the actual show, and we'll go to, because there's so much going on, and then, you know, the convention center, but then all the auxiliary locations all
yeah
around town. And you know, it's funny because my mom will be watching late at night the Jewelry Channel or QVC
right
or something like that, right? And she'll be watching these jewelry shows, and they'll talk about Tucson and things from
right
Tucson and going to Tucson and the Gem and Mineral Show. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You know, we get to actually live here year round.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the crystal community, you know, Tucson is a hashtag, you know. This is like everybody
oh
knows.
God. Oh, God.
It's a big deal. It's
yeah
kind of funny. Go ahead.
I tried to mute because I thought it was like the end of the earth or something. It started to shake here on my patio like you would not believe. And then guess what it was? 3 Black Hawk helicopters flew right over my house, like 100 feet off the ground, and it was like the whole building was shaking. I thought you'd get a kick out of that from your Army days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, they can – you got buzzed. That's
I
funny
got buzzed.
Oh, my
absolutely
gosh. Well, it's the – looks like we're at the end of the show.
We are at the end
for today. I want to thank everybody who listened in today and those who will listen in archive. I want to big shout out to our caller. Really nice to do readings for you today. And I want everybody to have a great weekend. And we'll see you next Saturday.
All righty. Bye, everybody. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for everybody listening in.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, guys.